Moving on, hundreds of Afghan protesters have rallied in the capital, Kabul, to condemn the occupation of their country by foreign forces.
Always said we have always blamed America for drone attacks, for killing Afghan people, and for casualties that have been done during these 12 years of American occupying Afghanistan.
Well, these protesters also slammed U.S. forces for their role in the killing of Afghan civilians and urged the immediate withdrawal of foreign troops from their country. They also voiced their opposition to the peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban militants. They say the Taliban are responsible for much of the bloodshed in Afghanistan over the past decades. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent with us now live from Kabul. Faiz, we know, of course, amid this public opposition to the presence of foreign forces, that vital security agreement is also being discussed between the U.S.-led forces and the Afghan government. What is the public opinion about the presence of forces in Afghanistan, even if they're not in a combat role, after the 2014 deadline?
Well, Umar, you may remember that the Afghan people almost 12 years ago were very happy about the presence of foreign troops, but that attitude has completely changed. They don't want the presence of foreign troops in this country anymore. And anti-U.S. Feelings are boiling over on the streets of this country. And that is, of course, civilian casualties at the hands of foreign troops that prompted the Afghan people today to once again protest against these deaths here in Kabul. The protesters were chanting anti-U.S. slogans, and they called for an immediate withdrawal of all foreign troops from their country. They believe that the military involvement of Western countries in their country would not fix the problems. Therefore, they want their own forces to take the lead. Yes, the bilateral security agreement between Kabul and Washington is a very sensitive issue, and now two sides are talking about this deal. But President Hamid Karzai does want this deal to be signed, but he has some conditions for that, and those conditions have not been accepted yet by Washington. But if you talk to local people on the streets of this country, and if you travel to the east and western and also southern parts of this country where the people are suffering the most by U.S. drone attacks, by the Taliban bombings, you would find him strongly opposed to this agreement. They believe that if U.S. forces stay here for years to come, there would be more bloodshed, there would be more civilian deaths.
Faiz Khurshid, a correspondent in Kabul for us. Faiz, thank you.